You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
No Pride in Prisons held a march at Altair Square on Saturday following the news that the prison population has now reached 10,000. The protest, primarily organised by Emily Rakete, saw prominent New Zealand figures speak on the appalling statistics released on the incarceration of Māori and the underprivileged. I went down to the march to learn more.
Brick by brick, wall by wall, we will make these prisons fall!
Over the weekend, hundreds of Aucklanders turned out for prison abolitionist group No Pride in Prisons' march against mass incarceration. With the prison population of Aotearoa reaching 10,000 for the first time, the protest sought to expose a system that has a penchant for targeting the already marginalised. The group has two demands. The first calls for the repeal of the 2013 Bail Amendment Act. The second, an immediate end to all planning, development and construction of the new facility at Waikerea Prison. The former, it seems, has presented no real solution to our societal problems. The new Tough on Crime Act has been putting people in prison while they're still on remand since its passing, essentially dismissing all notion of innocence until proven guilty. As a result, the remand population has increased by 78%, with 17% of that current population not being found guilty of anything. Alia Zionov, one of the organisers of the march, said the act was addressing misery by creating more misery, and that the government is consciously ignoring the fact that prisons are failing their very purpose. The Bail Amendment Act has also been branded a racist act, with the Māori incarceration rate rising at about 1.5 times as that of Pākehā. Statistics released in the 2014 Tactical Options Research Report reinforce this. Looking into the use of force by New Zealand police on New Zealand citizens, this research found that police were 8 times more likely to use force against Māori than against Pākehā, and that Māori were 7 times more likely to receive a custodial sentence. Recent reports show that the conditions under which these prisoners are kept are so inhumane that they constitute torture by the United Nations.
That the water is brown, that they go 16 hours a day without food, that the prisons are overpopulated and undersized, that they are sexually assaulted and physically assaulted by staff and other prisoners, and that many are stuck in their cell for 23 hours a day with no human contact. And this isn't an accident or an oversight. It's embedded into the basic running of the prison system. For example, every prisoner is required by law to be strip searched when they enter and leave the prison, where the officers have full authority by law to fondle their fat, genitalia, and breasts in the name of safety. That's state-sanctioned sexual assault, and yet nothing is found in 99% of these searches.
After 2014, the police stopped releasing these reports. For the last 2 years, we have had no indicators of precisely how racist or violent the practices of New Zealand police are. As for the new facility at Waikerea, I went along to the march to learn more from No Pride in Prisons' Emily Rakete and Alia Zionov.
That prison is being built as an attempt, a futile attempt, I might add, to deal with the overcrowding crisis. When the problems are not that there are not enough prisons, the problem is that we are throwing too many people into prison.
Prisoners are being denied fresh air and being stuffed in tiny cells. And they want us to believe that the only solution is for them to build a new prison to house another 1,500 people. They want to justify degrading and torturing 1,500 more people with this obvious breach of human rights. So they've budgeted $1 billion into building that new prison. What could $1 billion be doing for education, or for housing, or for the communities with parents, children, friends, and caretakers in prison right now?
To many, the disproportionately poor and Māori population of New Zealand prisons is a direct result of colonial oppression in this country, where a supposedly restorative system perpetuates racial discrimination and does nothing for individuals or their respective communities.
What we see with imprisonment of our people, when they took off their colonial uniforms and put their police uniforms on, that just became another mechanism to suppress and control and dehumanise Māori. The criminals are the ones that came here and stole our land. The criminals are the ones that raped our women. The criminals are the ones who wanted to criminalise our tohunga and our beliefs and our atua.
While a lot of the discussion around suggests that this is simply a failing of our government, Dervin Smith of Pacific Panther Network believes the structure of our current justice system has been specifically built to work against Māori.
if we go back 40, 45 years, it was perfectly legal for the government or for business owners or for landlords to racially discriminate against Maori or Polynesian people. It was legal. However, that changed. Now, technically, it's illegal. You're not allowed to discriminate against people based on their skin colour or their culture or what languages they speak. But now, it's perfectly legal to discriminate against people if they have a criminal record. So for all of our whānau, all of our people that we know that have been inside, if you've served a custodial sentence for the rest of your life, you're marked as a second-class citizen. And so, that's right, it's fucking shameful. And so, yes, we need to repeal Bail Act, yes, we need to stop new prisons, but we also need to understand that the reason these prisons exist, the reasons we have mass incarceration, is to keep a whole section of our population as second-class citizens by law.
There are now 2,000 more people in prison than there were before 2013. Overwhelming number of them Māori and of low socioeconomic status. No Pride in Prison says positive change cannot and will not be impacted until the fundamental structure of problems in this country is appropriately addressed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.